Just wanted to read you something that a friend of mine wrote to me today. Yeah. I'm breathing because I just got back from work. I started very early. So I'm going to read you this. And bearing in mind, this friend of mine that, well, we've been friends quite some time, and I don't know, we never really had much of an argument. It's not really an argument. Yeah, the last time I spoke to my friend was a couple of days ago. It was pretty all right, man. Don't know what's going on, you know. So, but he sent me this message. And I'd just like to read this to you. And it came out of nowhere, out of the blue, you know. And I haven't really been online, you know, that much past couple of days, so I don't really know what's going on his side, but I'll just read you this, man. The screenshot says, "Live life and keep trying to get out the system at the same time, because their aim is to stop you enjoying life and keep your vibration low. These psychopaths aren't going anywhere for a while, so give them the finger by enjoying yourself. You do you, though this is what I'm going to do." And then he made I guess you would say like a appendix or whatever. Is that how you say it? Appendix? In other words, how much joy and happiness are you gonna sacrifice by worrying about getting out the system and focusing on what these cunts are doing? I'd rather enjoy my life too than putting all my energy into getting out the system. We don't know how long they will be playing this game of problem, reaction, solution, importing migrants, causing trouble, false flags, etc., etc. This shit could be going on for decades. So you're gonna be playing extricating the system for the next 3, 4 years and 3, 4 decades and neglecting the possibilities of your life, finding love, traveling, finding new passions. You get the idea. By all means, get out the system, but don't trade getting out the system for other things that are worth doing in your life. You do you, though. Unlike you, I won't get all pushy about things. Like I feel you do sometimes. You worry about your life, I worry about mine. We are mates, but you do too much sometimes. I don't want you serving me. By all means, share video, share knowledge. But don't try and tell me how you think I should live my life with all this time is running short shit. Saying that to people will just stress them out like it does me sometimes. Luckily, I'm strong enough to see through it. Kill that fear that you're projecting. It ain't helping you or me. I can see why so many people have stopped talking to you over the years. You push people too hard, and it just pushes people away, mate. Just telling you, as I see it, you need to chill on people sometimes. They either get out the system or they stay stuck. Let them go. Your heart's in the right place, but you're doing too much sometimes. Ease up, bruv. I guess I gotta make it clear then. I have no fear whatsoever. No fear. I really don't. I've come to the point now. Well, I really don't give a shit if people listen to what I say or not. But I say what I say out of duty. And I don't need anyone else to validate my duty. My duty is my personal thing, born out of my personal thing, you know? And people can take it how they wish. But there is no fear on my side. I am not acting out of fear. And I don't really care what's going on or what they do with the world or where the world is going, because I know I have already created the life I want. Even though it's not perfect, I have it. If people want to listen, they can listen. If they don't want to listen, they don't have to listen. But I find utter joy and happiness in getting out the system. I find joy in that. Much, much joy. Because it links deeply with. I haven't even told anyone this, but for the longest time, for the longest time, I've always wanted to get out the system for the longest time. Longest time. I'm not just talking about like the system, but the whole world of mankind. I said it, the whole world of mankind. You know, I come from a family of demon hunters, exorcists, shamans. I'm not normal. My desires, where I place my happiness, is not in normal people things. And the path and the things that have happened, I'm grateful for it, man. It's exactly where I want to be. I have to comment on this though, myself. I expected as much from truthers that never did anything. When you know right from wrong in this world, there is no going back to sleeping or pretending otherwise. Not for me. It is my greatest privilege in this life, in my short life of 35 years old, that I have been able to discern what is truly right and wrong and to act upon it. That takes great courage and bravery. Not a lot of people can do so. Not a lot of people want to do so. And I had recognized this trait when 2020 came. As I looked around, the people I wanted to be comrades with, fire always melts ice, and the truth always disperses deception. But the truth also separates from deception and vice versa. Back then in 2020 and 21, when the really bad shit was going on, I saw it, that the system was being weaponized against all of us to utter enslavement. And the model that was completed, I experienced in my time, in my 2 decades in Hong Kong, Taiwan, and China, most specifically. I saw it, man. I saw it. And it perplexed me as to why, during the lockdown years, people didn't stand up to fight. But I also recognized that how one starts is how they finish. And I'm glad that after reading this message today, it reconfirmed my observations. It is the 19th of October today. It's been in my mind. I've had this feeling for some time now that people still left that hover around me. I will have to end up cutting off. Because my journey is different to their journey. In other terms, what I just read from my friend's notes and his comments is a reflection of their own inability to digest what's happening and what's been happening. I take great joy in finding my way out the system. And to think deeply and to see things clearly, that was the greatest thing that in these last 5 years that I had developed, and I can use it anywhere. I will always be the thorn of your consciousness. I will always be that thing that wakes you up from your reverie. When you look at me, when you hear my voice, it could be that I appear standoffish, but in this world, we are in need of more people as such, more vigilantes, more rogues, and more people that can walk the way. Yes, I'm glad. I'm glad, man. I'm glad because quite so I've come to the point where I'm burnt out by feeble-minded people myself. I'm really burnt out by that. Things are coming into place, man. For me anyway. The Buddha was right. This world of mankind is not a good world, man. I come from, like I said, a family of demon hunters and exorcists and people surrounded by ghosts. I don't come from a normal world. I'm not normal. And I just can't fit in. Even the last of my friends around here, basically they're saying to me, like, you know what, man, you go your way. Leave me alone. That's what they're basically saying. You know, I call them up, I check in on them, and then and they're suspicious of me, you know? And I guess they're suspicious of me because they know deep down what I represent. And what they've neglected. I represent what they've neglected. And they know that they can't walk the path. People can't understand that when you stay enslaved in the system, that's no life, man. Yet getting out the system doesn't mean like, oh, you lose everything. I don't know where that mindset came from. That's definitely Hollywood programming, definitely. When you leave the system, you are much more free. Leaving the system means decentralizing yourself, decentralizing your finances, decentralizing your relationships, decentralizing your time, decentralizing your work-life balance, decentralizing your resources, decentralizing how you live your life. That's basically being free. People want freedom, but they just don't have it in them to work for it. And the price of freedom is eternal vigilance, which means constant danger. That's hexagram 29 in the yi. Yeah. It's good, man. I can safely say, listener, that I have really no one around me that I can truly speak to, that I can truly trust. I have nobody. And that's okay. I've got myself. For some reason, it takes an entire load off my chest, you know? This is good, man. This is good.